Now we come to Psalm 17, and actually beginning with Psalm 16 and going through Psalm 24, we have another segment that belongs together. You know, in a songbook today, they'll have songs of praise together, songs of repentance, Christmas songs, and all the different songs put together in certain sections of a songbook. Well, that's what you have in this songbook. Now we come to this section that ends with the 24th, and in each of these nine psalms, we find Christ in prophecy. And we also see that faithful remnant, as we've seen here in the 16th psalm. And they're both, I think, blended together. And the greatest of this section will be the 22nd psalm. And we have a book on that, an X-ray of the cross. We offer that to those who support this program, and we hope that you will be sure and write in, and we'll have to ask for a gift for the program so we can send the book, an X-ray of the cross. Now, what we have here in this psalm is a prayer of David. And the question has always been, when was it written? It was a prayer that apparently came out of the wilderness experience that he had. That was when Saul and his men were almost upon him, almost took him. And this psalm here reveals the same trust in God that we had in the last one. And in the final analysis, we've said these psalms speak primarily of the Lord Jesus Christ. They also speak of the experience of David. And it can also be a prayer for us today, because many of us may find ourselves in a similar situation, that is, in a place of trial, anxiety, or of danger. Now, probably I should remind you again of a new series. These psalms come in series. And here we have, beginning with Psalm 16, that outstanding messianic psalm, and it goes all the way to the 24th psalm. And we find Christ in prophecy now. We find him in the Psalms. After all, it is a hymn book, and the hymn is spelt H-I-M. Now, will you notice as we get into the psalm, and it's a very wonderful one, hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. This is, I think, a prayer of David primarily, who was in grave danger. And this is a prayer that comes from a man's heart when he is in grave danger. And at this time, he's going to say what he's really thinking, and he's going to tell it like it is. There'll be no, shall I use the common colloquialism, there'll be no put on here, or as the word is here, feigned lips. That is an insincerity, an hypocrisy. You can be sure of one thing, David is expressing his own thoughts here, and he makes that very clear at the beginning. He says, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. And that is, he's asking for justice from God, that the Lord will measure the thing rightly. And then in verse 3, thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tested me and shall find nothing. I purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. And the very interesting thing is that when he tested David, he did find something. And when he tested me, he found something. I have a notion that when he tested you, he found something. But this now speaks of our Lord. Thou shalt find nothing. I purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. And many of us wish we had a zipper on our lips at time, and that we hadn't said such a thing at all. Here is the one that just didn't say something that was wrong, and they marveled at the words that our Lord Jesus gave.